Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kaselge, and I'm here with another interview with a very successful boot camp owner. And as if you've been reading on the blog, you've noticed that a trend that I'm definitely seeing is more and more of this group training. An example of that is boot camps and how boot camps are something that fitness professionals should seriously consider starting if they want to start making a really good living when it comes to being in the fitness industry. And I wanted to interview a boot camp owner when it came to mindset. So how what I've kind of thought this interview would be about is the mind of the ultra successful boot camp owner, because I mean how you end up approaching what you're doing ends up being a huge thing when it comes to your success. So I'm going to get Steve to introduce himself, and we're going to talk about the mindset of the ultra successful boot camp owner.
Cool. Hey Rick. I guess that's my cue, huh?
That's your cue.
Okay. Well, hey everybody. This is Steve Hockman. I am the sole creator and founder of Fit Body Boot Camp, the largest and most popular, most in-demand, and most successful boot camp business model in the entire world. We have over 218 worldwide locations right now, and we're just killing it. And the reason, one of the reasons definitely ties back to mindset, like you talked about. I think everything really ties into mindset. I mean, like, the difference between two people, one ultra-successful person and another, it usually isn't intelligence. If you have an average intelligence to high intelligence, then it's a fair, open playing field. Really what it comes down to is the thoughts that we have every single day. Those thoughts determine your life. Those thoughts determine your energy, your attitude, what you attract, what you have. So really, mindset is the most, I would say, important thing to success beyond marketing, beyond anything. And the one thing, there's so many things when we talk about mindset. But the one thing that my first mentor taught me when I had, like 10 years ago, I was delivering pizzas. And, I dropped out of college. I was delivering pizzas. And 8 months later, I was making six figures as a personal trainer with no experience. And I owe a lot of that to my first mentor. And the first thing he taught me was to set a goal. What's to set goals? What are your goals? And I told him I wanted to make a lot of money. He said, that doesn't work. Your mind doesn't work that way. The best example is if you get in a car and, first of all, whoever gets in a car and just drives somewhere and doesn't quite know where they're going? You don't, right? I mean, Rick, you don't do that, do you?
No.
If you hear about a place that you want to go, you don't kind of go, oh gosh, it's probably about 20 miles, I think, in that direction. I'm just going to drive until I find it, right? That nobody does that. What you do is you either plug it into your GPS or you MapQuest it on the computer, or you open up a Thomas guide and look it up in a book. But you're going to type in something and it's going to ask you two questions. It's going to say, one is, where are you right now? Because if you don't know where you are right now, how can you map out a plan to get there? So one is, take inventory of your life. Where are you right now? The second question is, specifically, where do you want to be? You don't just say, I want to be over there somewhere. You say, I want to be at 18017 Seacrest Road in, XYZ City in this zip code. Okay? It's very, very specific. Then or the path west or whatever you do, mapped out an exact route to get there. And we would never, ever think about getting in our car and just driving somewhere, yet so many people go through life without knowing exactly where they want to be. And they just don't know why they're not getting there. And does that make sense, Rick?
That totally makes sense.
And it seems so obvious, but it's crazy because probably 90 to even 95% of trainers and just people in general just go through their life that way. So my first mentor, when he asked me how much money I wanted to make, I did three figures, and he asked me, well, what does that break down to? How much do you need to make a month? And it turns out it was $8,333. Okay, and he just, you know, how many clients do you need to get that? Well, let me see how much I'm charging. I charge all different rates. Well, what's your average rate? Okay, here's my average rate. Well, but you know, divide that by what you want. Okay, so you need 22 clients. How many do you have now? Well, I didn't even know how much money I was making at the time. You know, I had 15 clients. Okay, great. Well, now we know that you need, you know, another, 15, another 7 clients. Okay, great, 7 clients. Now, how do I get those 7 clients? Let me just laser focus on getting exactly 7 clients, you know? So, the way the brain works, the way the mind works, and I paid one of my mentors that I actually hired was John Assaraf from the movie The Secret. And John is one of the top leading experts in the brain. I mean, like, the guy is one of the leading dudes when it comes to making your mind work for you to be successful. And what he told me was that your mind works in specific, meaning if you program in exactly what you need to do and laser focus on it, your brain will find every match around you to attract that. And hey, Rick, you've heard of the law of attraction, right?
Yes, I have, yep.
Okay, let me explain, like, the scientific reason why this works, and this is so important and it's so easy. There's two things in your brain. One is something called the reticular activation system. And basically what that is, you know how, like, all right, Rick, right now if I say, I want you to feel your foot, now all of a sudden you're aware of your foot, right, Rick?
Yes.
Now, a minute ago, you weren't aware of your foot, correct?
That's true.
Right, and you know why? It's because it's getting filtered out. You still had a sensation in your foot, but your brain did not think that was important. Your brain believes that this conversation is way more important than that, so it filters that out. Maybe there's the sound of your heater in your house that's on that now you're aware of. Maybe there's little noises going around that you're aware of. Maybe now you're aware of other things, but they were being filtered out. So the point is that your mind can only focus on one or two sensations at the same time, one or two things at the same time. And there's about probably 1,000 different things coming into your senses of sight, smell, touch, you know, hearing. A minute, every minute, 1,000, but you're only focused on 3. So my question is, well, what happens to the other 997 things? And what the hell is deciding what gets focused, what gets filtered out, and what you get to see? And are you missing very important information that's critical to your mission, to your goal? And do you even have a goal? See? So now you are kind of are starting to see why goals are so important. What goals do is when you focus on a goal, you program the reticular activation system in your brain, that filtering system, to filter out everything that does not have to do with achieving your most dominant thoughts, which are your goals, which is why visualization, which is why focusing and, you know, some people call it attracting, really works, because it is programming your brain that this is what you have to find. Now all of a sudden you'll start to see things, you'll start to feel lucky, like, wow, this opportunity just happened and that opportunity happened, and I can't believe how lucky I am. No, it's not luck, it's that these things were in front of you all the time. It's just that your brain was filtering it out because it did not know what was important to you because you weren't specific with it. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. That does make a lot of sense.
And you know what? Just to test this out, ask 10 trainers randomly, say exactly how much money do you make a month and exactly how much money do you want to make a year and how many clients do you have and how many clients do you need and what do you need to do specifically to get to that goal. If you ask 10 trainers, I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 trainers won't know how much money they specifically make exactly every month. They won't know exactly how much they want to make. They won't know exactly how much they need to make. They won't know that information. And geez, I mean, if you can't even get to the freaking mall without knowing exactly how to get there, how do you expect to get there in life, right?
That's true. That's very true.
And I mean, this stuff isn't rocket science, but it's one of those things that just, for whatever reason, people, you know, 9 out of 10 people just aren't aware of, or they don't know the importance of it. They visualization is so important. Is that, geez, what other than the fact of not knowing, what's the one thing that holds people back the most? It's fear, right, Rick?
Yes, yes. It's the biggest.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's the biggest thing. Fear of failure.
Right. Fear of even just being uncomfortable, right?
Yes.
Fear of rejection. For instance, all right, if I know for a fact that if I have 50 lead boxes in different businesses, I'm going to get 5 to 10 leads per month. That means I'm going to get 250 to 500 leads per month. And I know that if I can convert 10% of those leads, I'm going to get 50 to 25 new clients every month. And I know that every 50 clients I get, if I charge $200 a month, I just increase my income by $10,000 a month. And if I keep doing that consistently in 10 months, I will have $100,000 a month. So why in the world wouldn't I do that, right? It's fear, correct?
Yes.
How silly. I mean, how ridiculous is that? But it's true. I mean, it's a very real sensation. And how do you overcome fear? So that's the next question. Well, okay, this fear is holding me back. How do I overcome it? Well, everyone knows, okay, we'll just go ahead and do it until the fear goes away. Sure, that's easy to say, and, you know, some people can do that, but that's very difficult. But how do I overcome fear in the comfort of my own home? Well, check this out. So, again, I called my, I was going to speak at the Fitness Business Summit, this is like 3 years ago, and this is my first time speaking in front of a huge audience. And public speaking was my number one fear in life. I mean, fear, like, to the point where, like, I felt like I'd probably pass out. That kind of fear, right? I mean, just ridiculous anxiety would go through my body when I spoke. So I called my, you know, that mentor that I had, and I go, dude, all right, so I'm speaking in 30 days. I don't want to have any fear. I just want to go up there and kill it. How do I get rid of all the fear in 30 days? Do I need to go to a hypnotist? Do I need to go to Toastmasters? Do I need to get out and speak? What do I do? And he goes, dude, you get a picture of a seminar, like the one that you're going to speak at, where it's from the stage and looking out into the audience. So I did. I got a picture, actually, of the exact audience from the year before. And I had my assistant blow it up to, like, you know, maybe 4x6. I put it in my office. He says, dude, all you got to do is 3 times a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening, stand in front of that picture for about 2 minutes and just visualize, giving. Don't even rehearse, nothing like that. Just visualize the emotion of giving the greatest performance, the greatest presentation of your life, everyone loving it, and you feel fucking amazing, right? And do it from the comfort of your own home where you're totally safe. And I'm like, that's it? And he goes, that is it. Because when you visualize with emotion, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and a thought. And so for 30 days, 3 times a day, that's 90 times, right? So my brain, by the time I'm going to get on stage, will have thought that I have done this 90 times with great success and having an awesome experience. And when it is time to actually do it in real life, that hyper-cybernetic mechanism in your brain that causes you to have extreme fear when you do something new and different won't be activated because I'm not doing something new or different according to my subconscious mind. And I'm like, John, don't bullshit me, man. Is that it? Is that all I have to do? I'm telling you, I'm going to pass out, dude. He's like, this isn't a joke. And he's like, that's it. I promise you, if you do this for 30 days, you will form a new neural connection in your mind. You will retrain your cybernetic mechanism, and your fear of public speaking will be gone forever. Guess what? I did it. I had zero nervousness. All I felt was excitement. I had zero fear, and I gave the presentation of a lifetime, and I think we sold, I don't know, like $33,000 off the stage on my first time ever. And it was all because of that visualization. So if you have a fear of putting lead boxes in the business as well, visualize 3 times a day. Really, all you got to do is for 21 days. Visualize doing it for 21 days until, and then go out and just do it. If you have a fear of whatever you're scared of, whatever you're that thing that's holding you back, you can literally vaporize it by using that technique. So now, if you combine the two things we just talked about, setting a specific goal that you focus on every day and know where you are and where you need to be and what you got to do to get there, and then doing the visualization to eliminate fear, you're unstoppable, man.
That is awesome, Steve. So, Steve, maybe if we can kind of step back and kind of looking at your mindset. Now, what was what was different between your mindset now and when you were the pizza driver? Like, what was that click that kind of pushed you to change your mindset from, you know, when you were the pizza driver to now, like a very successful boot camp system owner?
Sure. Going from delivering pizzas to the largest boot camp model in the world, and helping, you know, thousands of trainers. It's cool because not just myself, but knowing that what I've done has helped thousands of others, and then through those trainers, you know, probably a million clients, right? The difference in the mindset was simply the information. I didn't know what, how I didn't have a system. I mean, just like with marketing a boot camp, just like with having a boot camp business model, like why the Body Boot Camp works so well, is because it's a system. I just randomly did things. So, like in high school, I wanted to get a football scholarship to the number one school in the nation, which was Miami at the time. And, you know, a lot of people, because I was kind of small for the position I played, said, oh, you're not going to be able to do it, you know how hard it is, blah, 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 blah. Well, I laser focused on it, and I did get a full scholarship to the number one school in the nation. Now, once I got that scholarship, because I didn't have a system, I totally blew it. Once I got there, I ended up dropping out of college, and which actually wasn't a bad thing now that I look back on it. But I ended up dropping out of college, and I had like a real downtime in my life, a real bad time, because I just didn't know. I knew what I was capable of. I just didn't know how to consistently get the results that I was looking for. And it wasn't until I found my first mentor. And you know how I did it? I was doing personal training on the side, and I had a guy that I didn't even know how wealthy and successful he was, but basically he had a shoulder injury, and I wanted to just over-deliver. It was just about being cool. I mean, there's so much to be said by just giving and being cool. So what I did was I just said, hey, man, you know what? I want to make sure you do the best workout. I want to talk to your doctor about your shoulder and just, you know, make sure that I work with him so that I give you the best workout. Now, he didn't ask me to do that. I insisted. And he goes, well, it's about 45 minutes away, so you're probably not going to want to go. I go, no, I'm going to drive out there. I don't care. So we ended up driving out there together. I met with his doctor. And I guess, you know, I didn't know that I was doing anything special at the time. It just made sense to me. But he was so impressed that I went the extra mile for him that he decided to take me under his wing. And he sent me books like Napoleon Hill, Think Grow Rich, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Cyber-Cybernetics, just book after book after book, and then, you know, and then helped me write my goals, kept me accountable, you know, never let me use words like try or can't or anything like that, and he became like a father figure to me. So I guess the answer to your question was, how did I go from one mindset to the other? What was the difference? The difference was having a system.
Okay. Okay, really good, really good. Really awesome stuff. Very unique, because a lot of times all the focus ends up being all these, you know, tricks of doing stuff or, you know, funny ways of marketing or these networking techniques, when really you got to step back and it's the individual, you know, having the right mindset and then taking on all that other stuff, the, you know, the marketing techniques and the networking and the sales process. You got to have the right mindset before you can jump into those things and have it lead to success.
Right. And that's not just business. That's all areas of life, right?
Very true. Very true. Now, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Steve, was, you know, the importance of being in a group of boot camp or owners that have a successful mindset. And really what I'm speaking about is like the family or the group that you've really created with Fit Body Bootcamp. Maybe you can talk about the importance of being in that success mindset full of owners that are going to help you out and, you know, be ultra successful?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, it's a proven fact that if you take an inventory of the top 10 people you associate with, you're going to be an average of the income. So you're going to take the highest income earner and the lowest income earner, you know, that you hang around with, and you're probably going to be right in the middle. That's just how we are in life. We just gravitate towards that. I don't know if it's a set of energy levels. I kind of have an idea, but it's not even worth going into. But basically, let me give you an example. If you're hung out with billionaires, with a B, not even millionaires with a net, but billionaires, okay? If you hung out and your top 10 people that you spend the most time with were billionaires, do you have any doubt that you would make at least $1 million a year?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And the reason why is because we adapt and we take on the traits, characteristics, and patterns of the people that we spend the most time with, the people that we associate with, the people that are in our inner circle. So if you're just hanging out with your average trainer that's doing $40,000 a year, and you expect to make like six figures to, you know, seven figures to multiple six figures, I mean, geez, you know, it's like you've got to change your group. You've got to change your surroundings. It's just a fact of life. And so with Fit Body Bootcamp, I mean, it's just me and Bedros, which, you know, my partner Bedros, we're both the top fitness marketers in the entire industry. We're both the top, you know, mindset people in the entire industry. And we attract those type of people. So now our 218 members are, you know, all the top people. These are people that are just go-getters. They're giving. They have high energy. They're positive thinkers. They like to share their success. And you have what's called a collective intelligence of the group. You know, it's like batteries. If you put a bunch of batteries together, you know, one on top of the other, you get this really powerful battery, right? And all these batteries separate aren't as strong as all of them put together, correct?
Yes.
So it's called the collective strength and intelligence of the group. And, you know, having that support system and having actual success systems in place and the support to implement them on a consistent basis to hit your goals, I mean, literally, it really is the unstoppable formula. And that's why Fit Body Bootcamp has gone in a very short time to from starting out to overshadowing every other bootcamp out there and becoming, you know, the largest in the world in a very short time.
Very true. I mean, the power of that networking group or being in a group to kind of jumpstart your success or have your success progress on. I mean, I've definitely seen it in the mastermind group with Craig and Bedros for my blog and info products. Now, Steve, where can people get more information about you and Fit Body Bootcamp?
Sure. So Fit Body Bootcamp, and right now we're actually, depending on when you're listening to this recording, we're not always open. We're not always accepting new members because we always want to make sure that we take on it. We don't take on so many that we can't make each one of them successful. So for Fit Body Bootcamp, you're going to go to myfitbodybootcamp.com. That's myfitbodybootcamp.com. And for me, for my personal blog and to get all my marketing tips and mindset secrets and stuff for free, SteveHoffman.com, SteveHoffman.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve, for your time and sharing such great information on mindset. That's almost, that is the most important thing before you take on anything else getting onto the road of a successful bootcamp. And please do go check out Fit Body Bootcamp. So my fitbodybootcamp.com and check out Steve's blog. It's absolutely hilarious, but it's got a lot of great information. So this is Rick Kaselge from Exercises for Injuries saying, you know, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you got a lot of great information and you can apply this information and get a lot of great success in your boot camp. So we will talk to you very soon, or we'll see you on the blog, exercisesforinjuries.com. So this is Rick Kocelich saying take care and bye-bye.